Want to be sure you are getting the most out of your retirement? For all the years of your retirement? That's the primary goal of More Living with Jim Brogan and our Dollars and Cents segment, where we provide you with an important financial tip that will help positively impact the quality of your life in retirement. And now, here's Jim with this week's Dollars and Cents tip.
Proposed legislation out of Washington, D.C. would require companies to explain to employees the benefits and the trade-offs of taking their pension benefit as a one-time lump sum payout versus collecting a regular income stream in retirement. And when I saw that headline, I thought, you know, this is an important issue. Is when, you know, I know that fewer and fewer people are being offered pensions. Ironically, we're talking today about DOE and the city of Oak Ridge. And of course, you know, most people working out there in the DOE, you know, do have pensions and do have options, as do other employees throughout the area for you either take a income stream for life or you take a lump sum buyout. And I think that decision is a very, very crucial decision. And I think oftentimes it is made in a little bit too haphazard of a process. I think that it's easy to look at the lump sum number and kind of do a little bit of a money grab there. I think that there are several things that come into play. When you take a lump sum, you are turning down a guaranteed income for life. Now, one of the things that has to be evaluated is the effect of inflation on that lifetime of income. You know, many private employer pensions, and certainly the DOE contractors, they do not offer a cost of living adjustment. So the amount of income you would get now in year one or two of retirement, you know, it'd be the same in 20 years when you're 85, and it'll seem like maybe half the amount of money as it does now. So every year that the effect of that pension income does go down. But if you take the lump sum, you are giving up a lifetime guarantee of income, which is very, very valuable. So I think it is a very measured and calculated decision. I think in most cases, you definitely don't want to be careful that you don't take too much risk if you do take the lump sum. As a general rule of thumb, taking the lump sum provides greater flexibility. It also provides a greater ability to leave assets to your heirs because you're in control of the pot of money rather than just giving an income that goes away when you and maybe your spouse dies if you're married and you pick the survivor benefit. At the same point, while you do have more control, you are giving up a little bit of security when you take that lump sum. Now, you also have to look at the financial solvency of the pension plan that you're in, and that's a critical part of that decision as well. So, you know, anything that can provide more education as to the options on an income stream or a lump sum is good. Ultimately, every decision, what's best for you may be completely different than what was best for your neighbor or your coworker or your friend or family member. So it is a very personalized decision, and it needs a careful evaluation. You've got to project future income needs, including inflationary trends, and make sure that your life savings can provide for those inflationary pressures. But it really does require careful evaluation and a plan targeted to your specific needs.
That's our Dollars and Cents segment for this week. You can find this week's Dollars and Cents segment and others by visiting BroganFinancial.com.